Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer and suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Leo Bonomo. He is a professional, inspirational, clairvoyant, medium, and psychic. He, among his gifts are clairvoyance, that's seeing, clairaudience, hearing, clairsentience, feeling, clairgustance, sense of taste, and clairessence, which is being aware of smell. So he has all five senses at a metaphysical level. With these senses, he addresses readings in various degrees of trance when the occasions are due. He's written poetry, books, and spiritual messages by automatic writing, and some of his poems have been published in two compilation books, The Spirit Writes and Joy of Peace, which are both published by Tudor Press. He's also been fortunate enough to have channeled a book directly from Spirit called Summerland, which gives explanations of passing, life on the plains, spirit possession, cot death, mediumship, and many other related topics. He has a book of 54 poems called Book of Thoughts. That said, welcome, Leo. Leo, hi there.
Hi, David. It's a great pleasure to be back on the show.
Wonderful to have you. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well.
What's going on in England? What's new in your life?
There are quite a few things that are moving along. You know, work's moving along, and there's some exciting projects, one of which I can't talk about, but getting into doing workshops and teaching more in that form, because I do I've been teaching for about 25 years, actually. It's surprising, the time just flies by. Teaching is something I love doing. It's nice to see people that sometimes are slightly skeptical, or they're very, very unsure, and then they start to see, hear, and feel things. And it's wonderful just to see that recognition of, oh, my God, it works. You know, so it's very fulfilling for me.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, now, what context are your workshops done in, Leo?
I'm going to start booking halls and rooms and hotels, hopefully, and doing the... The context goes from the ground up, so from very beginners, really to intermediate. And it's nice to get reactions. I did the workshop quite some years ago, and there were some mediums that had been on the circuit for a while. And I received some very kind comments from them about the quality and what they'd actually learned. So it's aimed at beginners to intermediate. For the time being, I have done very advanced as well, but yeah.
Beautiful. Should mention your website, which is leo-bonomo.com, and folks, yeah. You can check the spelling of his name right on the web page, but I will spell it anyway. It's B-O-N-O-M-O. Leo-Bonomo.com. Leo, briefly, would you tell us a little bit about your radio show on KCOR?
Yes, KCOR. It's a very popular station as well as a show. It's of a slightly more advanced level, and there are around 1.7 million listeners to the station. So my figures are not broken down, but it's a very popular station. And I began there in the beginning of January, and it's proven very nice. And you've kindly supplied some guests for me as well. And on Thursday, yesterday, I had David White, the tarot reader, that you very kindly put my way. So it's a very enjoyable show. It's like yours. It covers lots of different subjects within this sphere of what's commonly called supernatural.
Now, is it available in podcast as well?
To be honest, I'm not sure, but the address for it is www.kcorradio, that's all one word, .com, and there are archives there, and like yourself, had some very interesting guests.
Oh, well, if there are archives, then it would be available in podcast form, so that's great. If people want to tune in live and have dialogue with you, remind me the time of your show, time and day.
English time, which is now British summer time, what we have of summer. It's very movable, summer in England. But it's 5 till 7. The corresponding time, because the show comes out of Las Vegas, so whatever time zone that would be.
Right.
It's 5 till 7 on Thursday nights.
Okay, so that would be noon to 2 on the East Coast, and that would be 9 to 11 a.m. on the West Coast. And what days is that on?
It's on a Thursday.
On Thursday, okay.
Yeah.
So 2 p.m., folks, you said 5 to 7, noon, Eastern Time, U.S., and 9...
It's 5 to 7 English time.
Right.
I'm not sure. I get confused. I give so many time zones, David,
in
my work. I sometimes lose.
Right. I translated it correctly the first time, folks. So if you didn't catch that, go back and check the archives to connect with the time on Thursdays. Well, Leo, we've got 11 callers on the line. We're not going to be able to get to everybody, but we'll do our best to get to as many of you as we can. Shall we go to the phone lines?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Okay, there's another caller. Okay, our first caller is Bren, and I have not talked to all of you folks, so that doesn't mean we're not going to get to you. But, Bren, go ahead.
Hi there. Hi, Leo. This is Bryn, B-R-Y-N, Bryn.
And just
how you
doing? Just to let folks know, Leo doesn't like questions until after he talks to you first.
Okay.
So he will do the talking, okay?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah,
no problem.
Yeah. Hi, Bryn. Yeah, I like to get the information fresh from spirit.
Yeah,
As I'm connecting with you, I know that you have, I would say, dark brown hair, or it's a very light black, but it came to me as dark brown. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah, you got it.
Fantastic. I've got a gentleman that's got quite a full beard that's connecting with you and give me a description of yourself. He does carry some weight. He's joked about being bear, so I don't know whether that would be a nickname, but he's certainly a very large gentleman. Quite jovial. I've asked him whether he's in the family. He is in the family. Where are we going? I think we're on mum's side of the family. Would that make any sense to you?
I don't recognize the person, no, at the moment at all.
Okay, not to worry. Most important thing is the information. I know that you're trying to expand your life into different areas. He says you're pushing and pushing, but you seem to get quite easily defeated, and he's taken me back several years to a time when you were very easily put off something because it went badly wrong, is what this gentleman's saying. Would that make sense to you?
not sure. Something went badly.
Okay. Not okay. To worry. Would you understand the circumstances at the moment where you're trying to push boundaries, but you're being put off fairly easily?
I'm trying to. My healing career, you know, I do foot reflexology and all that, and artwork and that kind of thing. Yeah.
Fantastic. We do sometimes go through a period where things are a little bit latent, or they seem to take the edge off. Sometimes it's just us needing a rest. Sometimes it's spirit saying, just take a pause, just take a breath. This gentleman just wants to assure you that that's what's happening. He's actually taking me forward to the middle of next month, and he says, you know, it'll start to pick up again. You'll start to feel a little better. Do keep pushing those boundaries. Don't be put off by that, because things are going to pick up for you. Would you understand him talking about an abandoned site? He means a website you either tried to get off the ground or there were plans and you just didn't put it into action. He's just giving that to you as confirmation that what he's telling you is correct, but it will be okay for you. He says, appreciate the breath, the pulse.
Okay.
Think about what you want to do, and as you come into the middle of next month, things will be fine for you.
Oh, great. Yeah, what you said is what's actually going on. I feel like my, you know, everything is in a pause, and it's kind of slow and a bit stagnant in a way, but quiet, you know.
Yeah, it is just a pause. Several years ago, Spirit made me kind of pause and back away for a rest. And that was, for me, that was several years. But it needed to happen at that time because there were other things. We have to live life, don't we? And I had to get on with fixing that before carrying on. So you're just not going to be years. But take this gentleman's great, great love. He says you will find him if you look. It's not entirely necessary. But as long as the things that he's given as evidence make sense to you, it'll be fine for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Leo. That was very helpful. Yeah.
Oh, bless you. It's nothing. I'm just a small cog. You take care now. God bless.
Thanks for calling, Brent.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Moving on, our next caller is Laura. And, Laura, I'm bringing you up. There you are.
Hi, Leo.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm not doing that great. I'm trying to find a job, and I got a disappointment today. I thought I was going to get called in, and she went with somebody else that she had worked with before, so...
Okay. I know it's fairly common to link, well, in the States anyway, it's not so common here, to link Laura with Laura Lee, but that came to mind immediately. I don't know whether that would make sense to you as being either a nickname at school, because I've been shown an image of you being fairly young. Would that make sense to you?
No, I was never called Laura Lee.
Okay, no problem. Now... This is a gentleman here. He says that you have been searching, certainly in your mind, but physically as well, for a job for a long time. He says there's more than a smack of desperation there. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And the reason that he brings this up, obviously, I try to be, quite sensitive. People generally are becoming more sensitive now. And he says that what's happening is it's not really you, but that the air of slight desperation is coming through and people are beginning to pick that up. He says also you are going for the wrong type of job, and I've done it myself in the past. We get to a stage you think, look, any work is great, just get me off the ground. But he says that is leaking through, and so people that may have given you a chance have been put off by that. And the main reason for that is that if we feel that somebody's quite desperate, we feel that actually they may say anything to get the job. So there's a little mistrust there. What this gentleman says is to take a step back, for you to think about something that you really want and begin to go for that. As I'm asking for confirmation of that, it's taken me back, he says, very, very close to 6 months. So would you understand that job searching has been quite earnest in the last 6 months?
Yeah, I've been out of work since October.
Right, okay, because he's talking about this last 6 months, and he's given that to you as confirmation. I'm always honest, Laura. It is going to take a few months before you find something. Now, this gentleman's asking me to tell you that because I'm not going to say to you, look, you know, next week it's going to be great. You know, you'll be CEO of some company or whatever. We don't do that. I have to be honest with you. So he says, be prepared. It's going to take a little while longer. But that actually is designed to, for you to regroup and find out what you want to do. He's actually said rather than go from one dead-end job to another. So would you understand the last job that you had had very little prospects or of improvement? Would that make sense to you?
It was just a contract. I just need something. I don't have enough money for July. So I can't wait 3 months.
Right. I do understand what you've said. I do understand what you've said. what this gentleman is trying to say is that you will get something that will fit your needs in 3 months. If you have to take a stepping stone, then do that. But something concrete, that's funny, he finds that amusing. Something concrete is going to come up for you over the next few months. He's mentioned concrete, and obviously that's to do with buildings and structures and things. The contract, was that connected to a company that did building work? I hate to ask questions, but it's just what he's implied.
No.
Okay. You may find then that the company that you get connected to is something to do with building. I've just got a tick for that, so I'm sure that that's going to be correct. So I understand your position. He says use it to regroup. If you need to find a stepping stone, you will. Would you understand the name of Brian? He's trying to give you something else as confirmation. He says he's here. I've double checked, and this is the person that's living. It's not here with him in spirit. So would that make sense to you?
No, I don't know Brian.
Okay, no problem. I would say that you wear glasses for reading. Would that make sense to you?
I have to have readers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's just trying to give that to give you a little more confidence in what's being given because you're not able to recall what he's giving you. I know it will make sense once you're off air. It does happen, you know, you put the phone down, it suddenly falls into place. Take his great, great love. It will work out okay, but what he says is what you need is a job that has prospects, not something that's just going to fill in and then move again.
I don't understand why Spirit would deny me this job. It doesn't make sense to me. I need to make a living.
Yeah,
I need to live.
Yeah, it's not really Spirit denying you that job. It's because you're quite desperate. People do pick up on that. They pick up on that nervousness, and then they feel that you're just telling me what I want to hear to get a job. If you're quite confident,
Leo,
and I know it's hard when you really need a job.
I didn't come across desperate, Leo. She told the recruiter that I was a really great fit, and she would have been ready to hire me. But then the next person that she interviewed happened to be a woman she worked with before. So she gave it to her. So, no, I did not come across desperate. I was a good fit. It was a good interview. It just didn't work out because of this other woman she worked with her before. So I don't know, Brian. I'm praying that you're wrong, that you're reading something else because
I'm praying that I'm wrong as well.
I'm praying you are, because I can't last 3 months.
I do understand, and I hope that I am, but I can only give you what I've been given.
Yeah, I don't know, Brian.
I will worry about it, but this. not to worry. I know it will come to mind. Just take this gentleman's great love. It will work out for you. You take care now. God bless.
Take care, Laura. Thanks for calling. And best wishes to you. Okay, our next caller is Deep. And Deep, you're live.
Thank you, David.
Hi, Deep.
Leo.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
I never remember names. Fantastic. I know I've spoken to you before. I don't remember readings, as you know, but as I got deep, I got it circled in light and then underlined several times, so I know I must have spoken to you. I do have a lady here in spirit, same kind of background as yourself. She's very bright and breezy. She says that things have improved for you. I know in a couple of areas that you hadn't really expected, but she says that things have generally improved. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, it would, Leo.
Fantastic. She's written for me relationship. I guess that's what you want information on. Would that make sense too?
That's right.
Okay, now, there's a lovely woman that you're connected to. This lady here says, as in all things we get excited about, sometimes it can't happen fast enough, but there is progress being made there. Would that make sense too?
I guess so. That's what I hear from others I've spoken with.
Fantastic. I know things are going to continue to improve. Marriage is something that you're very keen on. Would that make sense as well?
It's more relationship than marriage. But yes, in spirit, yes.
Ah, fantastic. Okay, because this lady is saying that the perfect fit will... the lady you're connected to, it's good. It's not 100% fit at the moment, but it will grow into a very good fit for you. Now, as I'm asking for a confirmation, this lady's talking about holidays, and she's joking. She says you need to have one. So I feel that you either haven't had a holiday since we last spoke, or if you have been away, it's certainly not been restful. Would that make sense too?
Yeah, that's right. It would make sense.
Fantastic. She's just giving that to you as a confirmation that things are leveling out for you. It is going to go the way that you want. I've got an image of you as further confirmation. Being unhappy with a restaurant meal, would that make sense to you? Because I've just got you kind of paying the bill rather reluctantly, but just standing up and thinking, right, that's it, as though you wouldn't go back. Would that make sense too?
Yes, it would. Thank you.
We need to go back. We need to go back a little way with that. Take her great, great love, Deep. It's been wonderful talking to you again. I know things are going to work out, and of course, I'll say prayers. You take care. God bless.
Thank you. Do you get any timelines?
It's continually improving. In fact, I've just seen it go from 4 months to 3 months. So the time is reducing when that happiness will be fulfilled. So, in fact, it's just taken it down to about 2.5 months now. So it's something which seems to be... I realise why she's showing me this, because it's kind of approaching more rapidly than you might think. I just realised why she's showing me that, because it can be a bit thick. But yeah, so it's the timeline is narrowing down to a finite point.
Thank you, Leo. Much appreciated. You take care.
Take care.
Bless you, Deep. You take care.
All right. Our next caller is Dion, and Dion, you're live.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
It's a real pleasure. Okay, where are we? I've got a lady come forward in spirit. She actually seems quite tall. I would guess I would guess 5'10". She's very tall. She's given me a name. They can be link names, so I do apologise. Would you understand the name of Sonia?
No.
Okay, let me see. Right. If I said that there are gaps on your mum's side of the family going back, would that make sense to you too?
Well, yeah, actually on both sides of my family. Like, I might be related to Estonia, but I don't know it. I don't really know much about my family.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. I mean, the fact that this lady, I think this is her name. She's taken me around grandmother's generation. I don't think she's a grandmother, but she's around that sort of generation, and that's mum's side. And the reason that she said, you know, look, it's a bit fragmented on that side, she's just giving that to you as confirmation. She says that your confidence needs building up. She's taken me to two or three periods in your life. One fairly early. She's actually written the age of 11 when there was a setback in your confidence. And as we go past that, there was a big, big dent in your confidence. And then there was a third one. Your confidence has been dented. Would that make sense as well?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. She's very frank, this lady, and very, very straight talking. And she says, look, the important thing is us, how we are. Don't give a damn about anybody else. You pay a lot of attention to what other people think. Would that make sense to you as well?
Yes.
And she says there is a need to feed the soul. There's a need for you to look after yourself. I know that you want to do as much for people as you can in all kinds of little ways. She says that is fine, but we have to be right inside for us to be able to help others.
It's true.
I'm getting a real... it feels almost like there's a lump in my throat, but to the side. And my throat's gone really very dry at the moment. If I said that it's a past tense. She says you had been suffering with throat problems. She says for a considerable time. That makes sense as well.
Well, you know what? I probably smoke too much. That's what you're picking up. That's true.
Ah, okay, because it's really, right, it's really made me gag. And she's given this to you, she says, as a confidence booster, hopefully. Things are going to improve for you. Your confidence will get better. She said it's something you need to work on. She's actually talking about your dreams. I know that you have very lucid dreams. She says they're getting more frequent now. I know it's a real connection with spirit because the colours, the sounds, everything is very vivid. She wants you to begin developing your sensitivity. Would that make sense as well?
Okay. Yes, okay.
Because she says there is, it comes in sporadic bursts with you, but she says that curiosity of how connection works is something that's growing stronger within you. Would that make sense as well?
Yes.
Fantastic. She calls you a star, and she says, just as a star shines brightly, that's something like that. She says she wants to see that aspect in your personality again, so I think it's just being confident. Okay. Would you understand her saying not to miss a birthday? There's a birthday that's coming up,
oh
I think,
God.
Within 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Would that make sense
yeah.
to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Because for whatever reason, she's saying don't miss the birthday. Take her great, great love, honey. She is with you an awful lot. She says, in speech marks, the fact we don't know each other makes no difference at all, but I know that she's with you, pushing you on. I'm smelling cakes and bread and oh God, what's that? If I get food or drink, it's something you either love or you hate, no middle way. I tell you what I'm tasting, meringues. And of course, it's egg white and sugar, isn't it? Would you understand that's something you either love or you hate, or you love and you really shouldn't have? Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, bless her. She said, keep off the cakes. Bless her. I think it's just a little joke. You take her great, great love, honey, and I'll say prayers.
I just want to say thank you. And, yeah, I'm on a low-carb diet, so I can't have any sugar right now. And I'm actually being really, really, really good about it. So thank you very much. I really enjoyed my reading. It was fantastic. Thank you so much.
Oh, bless you. I'm just a small cog, honey. You take care.
Thanks for calling,
okay,
Dion.
Bye. Thank
you. Next caller is Rose. And, Rose, you're live.
Hi.
I've got that very common saying, a rose between two thorns. I have to approach this rather delicately, Rose, because as I got that image, if I said you have two brothers, would that make sense to you?
No, I don't.
Right. Okay. Would you understand two men then that are around you? If I said that they were quite rough diamonds compared to your personality, because whoever's here, it sounds like a lady, I'm not 100% sure, she keeps saying a rose between two thorns, so would you understand standing out against two other people?
No.
I think actually this is work. Would you understand
no,
that
I'm
as
at
a connection
a work,
with work?
And that was my question,
right.
Because...
Okay, right. Okay, if I can just turn that around slightly, because I'm very clear on what I'm getting. Your last job, would you understand that you kind of stood out? So in a sense, you were the odd one out between at least two other people. Would that make sense to you?
No.
Okay, I'll just give you what I've got. You seem to stand out around people that are close to you, and what this actually is a gentleman. What this gentleman wants to say is, don't be put off because you appear to be a little different or you stand out. You are very much an individual. He likes the way that you dress. So if I said that you dress slightly differently to other people, or you're very neat and you really stand out, would that make sense to you?
Because no.
There's something different about the way that you dress.
No.
Okay. This may be one of those rows where I've not got a connection. It does happen. It does show that this is real. Have you got a very quick question, and I'll get this gentleman to answer?
I just want to know if you see me working in the near future. I had an interview recently, and I'm waiting to hear back from that. And I just want to know,
okay,
what do you do with regards to work?
Okay, I'm seeing a very sharp right angle, so I know there's a change in direction of your work. If the job that you went for wasn't in a completely different area, then you are going to find a job in a very different area. He gives me the feeling of not being overly confident that you've got that job. I know that that's a disappointment. He wants you to keep searching because you are going to do something that's very different. It's a little bit... out of your comfort zone, but he says you will enjoy it. He's bringing back a memory for me. I used to work I've done many, many jobs. I used to work in insurance, and like most people, I thought, oh God, insurance is boring, I don't want it, but I did it just to get the job. I stayed there 9 years until the company was taken over and I was made redundant. It's one of the best jobs I ever had. He's bringing this to me because I think there's a job that you'd think, oh, really not sure. I know you'll be very happy there. It's quite different. Would that help you at all?
All right.
It is a prediction, so it's a bit hard to fix your mind on it. Sorry.
I haven't applied for a job that's different, but you never know. Do you see it happening?
Yeah, this is what this gentleman's saying. It's going to be something completely out of your normal field of working, but...
you will get it. Obviously, you need the money. You will get it. And he said it's going to turn out to be one of those jobs that's very, very different. Again, he's showing me rose between two thorns. I think that the job that you get, you will absolutely stand out. I'm understanding what this gentleman's giving me, so I do apologise for the slightly being vague before. But that job is going to come for you.
Soon or a few months or what do you
see? I don't think it's as far. I can't go 2 or 3 months ahead. This is something which is going to fall into your lap. Again, because it's something quite different, I think it'll either be offered to you or you'll see it advertised and you'll think, oh, let's just go for it. But it will be one of those jobs that you will absolutely enjoy. It's unexpected in that you'll be very comfortable with it. But that is going to happen. It's not far away at all.
Great. But it's not the job I just had an interview with this week.
No, it doesn't feel like that. As I'm asking, I've been taken to a crossroads in a town. Would you understand 2 estate agents, either opposite each other on a corner, or on corners on this crossroads? Would that make sense? You show me 2 estate agents very close to each other. That's not connected with the job. This is just an observation as to where you live. Would that make sense to you?
What is that again? I'm sorry, Leo.
No, that's okay. He's showing me a crossroad, so this is a high street, and I've got 2 estate agents, you know, people that sell houses. I think it might be a slightly different term in the States.
Oh.
And they're almost opposite each other. Does that make sense to you?
It's possible, but I'm really not sure.
Okay, not to worry. I know it will happen for you. I shall say prayers for you, Rose.
Thank you very much.
And let us know, let David know when you've got the job. And I'm getting little thumbs up with that from this person. You take care, honey. God bless.
You too. Thank you.
Bye, Rose.
No problem. God bless.
God bless. Okay, our next caller is Denise, and then we're going to area codes. Denise, you're live.
Yes, how are you doing?
Hi, Denise.
Hi.
I'm doing very well. I've got someone here that's very interested in love and happiness in a relationship. I'm also getting the colour purple with you. So if I said that purple was a colour that you tended to wear, if not, it will actually be the complete opposite. But I feel purple is your colour. It's a colour that you like. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Fantastic. And would you understand this person? I can't. This is a lady. Would you understand this lady talking about love and everything being bright and beautiful? Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Fantastic. She's very quiet. This is a lady. She's very well dressed. The hair is blonde. It is slightly permed. It's quite short. Very dignified lady. She would tend to speak when she was spoken to. She's actually written the word aunt for me. So if you go on dad's side of the family, would you know of an elegantly dressed aunt that's in spirit?
I would. It's so many of them. So, yes.
Everyone
that I do.
Oh, bless. Not to worry. She's very, very calm. I know she would have had a calming influence with people. She's just said, I'm here at your disposal. So have you got a question you'd like her to answer?
I would like to know, am I going to get my cases settled? I have 2 cases pending for income, and both of them could give me a pretty good living right now. I'm unemployed. So I just need to know if one of these going to be through. It's been a year.
The short answer to that is I've got a yes. I've heard what you've said. What this lady says is, of course, they're related, but they're two different cases. So I'm not quite getting my head around that, but would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Fantastic. I've got a tick for the first one. That was. I was going to say it's the first one you thought of when you mentioned it. The two cases started within a couple of months of each other. Would that make sense to you as well? Because I'm just trying to pin this down.
They're connected.
Okay.
Yes.
The first one. Bless you. The first one I know is going to go well. The second one, she says, there is a little bit of doubt there. It's not been completed entirely, so there is more evidence that's needed. Would you understand thinking, should I add this bit or should I not, and then leaving it out? That's the scenario that she's given me. Would that make sense to you?
That's the situation with the cases. That's true.
Right, because you need to just give a little more information. She says dredge it up. Even if you think it may not be relevant at the moment, dredge all that up. Take a critical look at it and think, well, if there's any doubt, let's just put that in. As I've said that, I've got a tick for the second case. So there's something that you're missing. It'll just tip the balance. She says, I can't repeat that. She's very elegant, but she's just swore. She says, the problem nowadays is that it's such a fine line. She's used a lovely old-fashioned word. Hopefully it translates into American. But she says, they're very finicky. Finicky, and she says they want everything signed, dotted, T's crossed, and it's a very fine line. So if there's a little bit of doubt, throw it in, and then it'll get sorted out for you. So basically, both cases are going to be okay. The first one seems to just, that's fine as it is. The other one, it needs a little bit of adjustment. She says if you're in doubt, just throw in the kitchen sink, bless her. But it will work out. You're expecting, she's given me a period of about 3 months. Where are we going with that? It started taking four, really going forward 3 months ago, the cases. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, that's true.
Fantastic. So she's just giving that. She says, I'm giving that as a guarantee. I'm pretty sure of myself, but take it with a pinch of salt. It will go okay for you. You just need that little bit of evidence. And if in doubt, put it in.
Yes, everything you said was correct.
Oh, bless you. I'm just a small cog, honey. Take her great, great love. She wants to give you a big hug. You know when someone gives you a hug and then they just lean back and they stare right into your eyes? That's what she's doing. And and that stare really is to say, look, you know, I'm with you. It's fine. It's okay. Take her great, great love. Would you understand the name Bernice or Bernadette? She gave me two names, Bernice or Bernadette. I think they are two different people, but would you understand those as being relevant to you?
Yes, Bernice, yes.
Fantastic. You will find the Bernadette. She says they're closely linked, so I don't know how they are, but take her great love, honey. It's been wonderful talking to you.
Thank you.
Take care, Denise.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to move on in just a moment. There we go. Area code 202, you're live. What is your first name, please?
Sorry, my name is Jackie.
Area code 202, are you muted?
My name is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
Hi, Jackie, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm very well. I've just got an image of two men. I think they're tall anyway. They must be 6 foot. But they're standing behind you, and you're actually quite dwarfed, Ben. If I said you were 5 foot something, 5'3", 5'4", something like that, would that make sense to you?
The two men make sense, and I'm 5'6".
your five, right, in that case, then these gentlemen must be, they must be 6'4", something like that, because they've shown me standing behind you and they really dwarf you. Fantastic. I think they were brothers. I'm not entirely sure whether they were be twins. They're very alike. In the family, the resemblance between children, fathers, mothers, etc. Fathers. The resemblance is very strong within the family, isn't it? Would that make sense?
Yeah, it's my dad and my brother.
Ah, okay. Right. Okay. I've got a curious situation then. If I said your dad was pretty young looking for his age and your brother older looking for his age, would that make sense to you?
I guess so,
does that make sense? Because when I saw these images together, they just looked like brothers, and I wouldn't have said there was and again quite identical, but there didn't seem to be much in them. And the thing that struck me was I thought, well, you know, there's maybe a few years between them. Okay, I'm being told that those in spirit are very happy with the success that you've had with yourself. They're talking about a correction. This isn't a correction in direction. It's more of a slight change of personality, or you've dealt with something that had been holding you back and you've made a correction in the way that you think. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, that does.
Because they're very, very happy. There's the usual jokes about it being a long time coming. But they say there has been a lot of sadness with you, a lot of difficulty. And it was that mental block that kind of held things up. They've just described you as a racing car. And I've got a beautiful, what is that? I've got a beautiful model racing car. It's racing red. It's an old Bugatti, but it's a toy car. And they're saying now, really, the indication is that you seem to be racing ahead. So the pace for you in life is picked up. They say that you're much happier now and much more relaxed within yourself. So would that make sense too?
Yes.
Fantastic. I know that you've got a quick question. Ask away, because they're very happy.
Okay.
They're just talking away in the background. It's like they're ignoring me and just chatting amongst themselves. they'd be happy to answer.
Well, that's so awesome. I've been out of work for a month, and I went to an interview today, and I'm just trying to look for a job that'll pay what I want to make. So that's basically my question.
Okay. Right. The job you've gone for, they've drawn a line, and it's either on the line or it's slightly below what you want, but it will fulfill the need. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And would you understand, they're talking about a bit of a struggle to go for the job in the first place. So if I feel a little uncertain, but I feel, do you know what, just go for it. That's the feeling I've got. So would that make sense to you too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've got a really good feeling about this job. What I'm being told is that they need to fill it quite quickly. But having said that, it's still going to take a couple of weeks. So would you understand whoever interviewed you saying, like, well, you know, this vacancy's got to go quick. Would that make sense?
Yeah, that would.
Yeah. There is going to be a slight delay. They don't want you to worry about it, thinking, well, 3 days have gone. It's meant to be urgent, so I haven't got it. Just wait, because it will fall into place for you. I know that you're going to do well. When you've had jobs, rises either in money or status have been few and far in between for you. Would that make sense too?
Yeah.
Because I know that you're going to do well. They've actually written 5-6, so 5 to 6 months' time, there's going to be a rise in status for you. They're talking about you being where you need to be. I don't think you've ever been supervisor, and I don't think you've been manager. But what they're indicating is you've been in charge, you having a level of authority. So would you understand not having that kind of authority in other jobs?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. So whatever this job is, it just feels right, and then there's going to be promotion for you. I'm getting very, very well done. I know you may have felt nervous inside, but you exuded confidence. So they're very confident, the interviewer, that you're right for the job, and Spirit very confident you're going to get it. Take Spirit's great love, mine too. I know it's going to happen for you, but I'll continue to say prayers.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Bless you. You take care.
Take care. Okay, area code 775, you're next. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Good Wendy.
Afternoon.
How are you?
It's so wonderful to speak with you. Thank you, Leo.
Oh, bless you, honey. It's a real pleasure to speak. I've got an image. I think your hair's quite light coloured. I'm not sure blonde, but certainly very fair. I've got I was going to say distinctive cheekbones. The cheekbones are very well formed, aren't they? I know that your face falls very naturally into a smile. I've got a gentleman with jet black hair. There's a parting on the right. The hair's combed to the left, but slightly forward as well. It's very neatly cut. This, again, they all seem to be very tall gentlemen tonight for whatever reason. And this is a very tall gentleman. I'm seeing shiny buttons. I know this gentleman was connected to the military, but as I'm saying that, this is a dark or black uniform. I have no idea of uniforms in your country. I thought, like most of ours, they were green, grey, khaki, whatever. Would that make any sense to you? I want to go back some time with this gentleman.
My beloved father has been in heaven for quite a while, and he served in the Royal Canadian Air Force. I'm very proud of him.
Fantastic. Would you understand where he says there were circumstances when a dark uniform were needed? This has kind of got special ops written all over it. Would you be aware of that kind of connection with him? Would that make sense to you?
What was the connection again, Leo?
I'm seeing it connected to aircraft, as you've said, but I'm seeing quite a dark uniform, and every now and again I see a flash of either gold or silver buttons. I think they're silver. So this looks very, very plain, but I keep seeing a flash. It's black, and I keep seeing a flash of highly polished buttons. Would that make sense to you as either special operations connected to flying? Does that make any sense at all? Because he's talking about some
father,
of his work being hidden.
Oh, you're talking about some of my father's work? He won a lot of medals in the war, and they're in storage. I hope to God I find them.
Well, I've got a definite yes for that. They are in a small box. A box with a curved top that's like a little chest? This is like that. I think it may actually be leather. I was asking him whether it was wood or metal. It feels, as I'm touching it, it feels like leather. So this is a little brown box. It's probably 4 inches long, probably 3 or 4 inches wide. It's got a curved top. He's showing me that. He says there were parts of the job that he did that were hidden. I have no doubt that he won some of those medals for special operations. He wants to come to give you a big hug. He's talking about an anniversary. If I said that his passing was around this time, I would say within a month. Would that make sense to you?
Well, he passed in the month of December, but I believe that my beloved mother and him were married in the month of June.
Right, because he's talking about an anniversary. Bless you for that. So, yeah, fantastic. I know he says you've got several dozen questions. I'm guessing. Have you got a question you'd like to ask? So he's
humor
would sometimes come just out of the blue, wouldn't it? Very deadpan, and then bang, you get hit with something. He's just making me laugh. Sorry, honey, carry on.
Yes, I was in a yellow cab on March the 9th, and we were rear-ended on the highway. I was taken to emergency. I've kept in very close contact with my employer. They're taking a long time whether or not they're going to approve my ADA, Americans with Disabilities. It means I'm not physically able to do my job at the moment because of the car accident, but I should get better enough to do my job. And also, I do have an injury attorney, and I spoke to a new attorney today, so I anticipate switching to a new attorney on this coming Tuesday. The new attorney's last name starts with a P.
Okay. I've got a tick for the new attorney. I'm not quite sure why the other one hasn't worked out. I'll tell you what I'm feeling. About halfway up my back, but it's on the right side. I've got a big ache around my ribs there. Would that make sense to you?
You've got what? I'm sorry.
If we go to the back of the spine, on my right side, about halfway down, I'm getting a pain in my ribs. So would you understand either rib injury or that area there that's of most concern? Would that make sense to you?
I had a broken back 30 years ago, and the rear end in accident woke up that injury. So I've been in chronic pain ever since March 9th.
Right. So would you understand that being slightly right of the spine as I'm looking at your back? Would that make sense to you?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, to the right.
Yeah, because that's exactly where he's taken. Okay. He says you understand that will need surgery. I'm seeing slightly small pins. If I said that part of the spine or the connection between the ribs and the spine needed pins, I'm seeing that come apart slightly. So would that make sense as far as the injury now is concerned?
Well, yeah, there are no broken bones. There was broken bones 30 years ago, but they're not showing any broken bones. I've never had surgery in my back. So I think my main concern is hopefully it's wise to switch to this new attorney. He's quite a locally famous attorney, and it's really amazing that he's willing to take my case and that I'll keep my current employment.
I don't think employment's going to be a problem. Again, I got a tick with the second attorney. I know that's going to do well. If there was no surgery then, I'll tell you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that place that I've highlighted, I'm seeing slight fractures. Now, it may just be tiny little splinters of bone that's come apart, but I'm seeing something that's there. You may want to get the attorney to get more x-rays to have a look, because I'm seeing a slight displacement there which has been rewoken. I know we've got 30 seconds or so. Thank you so much. Take his great love. It will work out for you, but it's a good choice to move.
Should I change attorney?
Yes, yes, yes.
And I will keep my job or I won't keep my job?
Well, honey, and we need to wrap up now.
Yeah, but you will keep your job. Sorry, David.
That's all right.
Okay.
No problem. Wendy, thank you for
thank
calling.
You
all. God bless, hon.
God bless, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Well, Leo, thank you for joining me today. I'm sorry to the other folks. We had other people on the line. You need to call in right at the beginning of the show. But go to leo-bonomo.com to get in touch with Leo for a reading. And
yeah,
Leo, thank you.
It's a pleasure. It goes so quick, doesn't it, David?
It sure does.
It's a pleasure as always. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Okay, you too. So once again, we come to a close. Now let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night and God bless.